And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Palace Radio. Love Fantasy. It's Buddy Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
This is Kylie Shaw, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Safety, 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 safety.
To the EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, look on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now, when they catch a track, cause would you please holler at me when the cash is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that web, web, what it's foul, what you holler about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad over here at GQ Palace Radio. Holla at your girl. This is Long Island's leading lady,
My handle is Miss Mo Better. My angle is to bring the necessary with a signature. Absolutely. Peace, two fingers. What's popping? Ray Queen, are you in the building? What's going on?
Yeah.
Ray Double, a.k.a. Ray Queen.
Yes. We're going to have Storm in the building in a little while. She's out for a minute, but she'll be here in a minute. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. I hope that whatever y'all hear coming out tonight, you could take something from it. That's our main objective here. This is an adult show, so we do promote adult listeners and callers. However, there are sometimes people that listen to the show with their children, but you do that at your own discretion. So we're not here to fix anybody. We're not licensed psychologists or psychiatrists or anything like that. But if we can support you, we will. You tell a friend to tell a friend. For our internet users, the phone number is 319-527-6761. You have to press 1 in order to go on live to make a comment or to give a shout out or do whatever you would like. You don't have to give your real name. We're not here to blow anybody up or expose anybody for anything. A lot of times when you hear us divas talk, we're speaking generally. We talk generally. We speak on situations that people have sent us emails. Or a lot of times we speak on personal things as well. So, again, this everybody has their entitled to their own opinion. So that's how we run. That's how we rock over here. So, with that being said, what's poppin', Ray Queen? What's happening?
Girl, you already know. You already know. It's Diva Wednesday. So on and poppin'. GQ Palace, baby.
Indeed. So, and I know I'm doing good. And, you know, for the listeners and stuff out there, I will be on every other Wednesday because I have another commitment on Wednesday evening. I mean, if I have time in between what I'm doing, then I will pop on. But other than that, I will be on every other Wednesday. But the Diva Squad will be running every Wednesday. You have the Friday show coming back with Storm and Rich Money. We'll be back on Friday evening, so stay tuned. That will be coming up soon. So if y'all have anything that y'all would like for us to discuss anonymously, you can send it to me. Via Messenger, or you could send it to the show's email, which is GEEQUE002@gmail.com, and that's all lowercase letters. So GEEQUE002@gmail.com. We will also, if you'd like to have an interview done, or, you know, like I said, a story to tell or something like that that you would like for us to pull forward, just send it to the email or drop myself, Ray Queen, or the GQ Palace inbox on Messenger. If you have Messenger, I know a lot of people don't really use Messenger because it, you know, just takes up a lot of data on the phone. So, but we open that up to you, you know. So happy birthday to anybody that's celebrating a birthday out there. This is Pisces. Is it, what is it, Aquarius season? Yeah, it's Aquarius season.
Okay.
Well, I think.
Aquarius.
Yeah, it's Aquarius now. Yeah. Aquarians or whatever, however you say it, but it's Aquarius season. Mm-hmm. So happy birthday to anybody celebrating a birthday out there. Happy birthday. Celebrate responsibly.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you'd like to announce, Ray, before we get started?
Nothing to announce. We're going to keep the party on going.
Yes. Oh, yes. So tonight we are actually, we're speaking, the title tonight, It's Okay to Not Be Okay. Now, the reason that we came up with this topic is because we've been seeing a lot of posts, you know, with people that are really in a hurt place. I don't know if a lot of people watch the internet that much to know who Krishan and Blueface is, but this girl, and it's a couple, and it's hip-hop or whatever, but this girl is fighting her man everywhere they go. They are in a fight. So I'm not sure if they're doing this for likes or what the situation is. However, these people are messed up. This girl, and mainly her, she's the one acting out, having to be dragged out of places, destroying people's property and stuff like that. So, you know, it's crazy because something is really wrong. Now, like I said, our title is It's Okay to Not Be Okay. You have people that will lash out and act a certain way because they have experienced some type of trauma that went undealt with. It went unnoticed. People kind of swept it under the rug and acting like it was going to go away on itself. So I don't know if y'all see my Facebook post the other day where I said, in that case, what happens is you end up bleeding on people that did not cut you. You know what I'm saying?
Say that again.
Yeah, you end up, listen, you have to handle yourself or you'll end up bleeding on somebody that did not cut you. So I speak about this often. It's the hidden scars that are the most, that cause the most detriment because you think it's hidden. But what it's doing is it's really eating you up. So, you know, if you've experienced some trauma while being young, if you went through some things where somebody has hurt you and stuff like that, if you don't go get that stuff ironed out, you're going to be lashing out at people. You're going to be constantly angry. You're going to be untrustworthy. You're going to have serious trust issues, you know, and stuff like that. So, stuff like that, it really needs to be dealt with. It causes mental anguish, you know. And if you don't, then people are not going to want to deal with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
What you think, Ray?
You are correct. Get mental health in order. If indeed you're not crazy and you just were portraying to be crazy, remember that there are. You're portraying that you have, you know, a mental, you know, disorder and you're just playing like that. Remember, there are people that do have, you know, mental disorders and it's a serious thing, you know.
Right.
Mental disorders, they come in many fashion, shape, and form, you know.
Yeah, well, see, this is the thing. This is the thing. Okay, yeah, you know, people are, it's a few reasons why this stuff happens, you know, because some people are afraid of exposure, you know, afraid of embarrassment. And fear is the biggest thing. That's the headline of that situation. It's because of a fear, you know, the fear of being embarrassed or exposed or whatever, you know. But it's okay. Mm-hmm. You need to go talk to somebody. You have to get this stuff out of your head. Almost do it like a brain dump. Whether you can write it down, get yourself a journal or a book or somewhere you can tuck away and put it in private or something. But you got to get that stuff out of your head. Otherwise, it's going to eat you alive. It's going to eat you up and hurt people.
Ooh.
Now, that's not everybody's instance. Now, you have some people that are just raggedy by nature, so I don't want to get the two twisted. Some people are just that type of person that really, they have not went through any kind of real drama or trauma. They just, that's who they are, you know. And this is when the prayer's got to come in for discernment. For discernment, you have to be able to distinguish between the two. You're like, you know what, this person has something going on. This person got something going on that they need to deal with, you know.
Word.
But then, but the first step in all of that is accountability, acceptance. Accountability and acceptance. Those are two major words. I have to accept and acknowledge that I have something going on.
Acknowledgement. Yes.
Acknowledgement. You have to acknowledge and you know, get out of denial. people, for real though, people got to get out of denial. Like, listen, like I'm struggling. I can't have, and me, I'm speaking for me personally now. My struggle is codependency. And for those people who don't know what codependency is, it's when you feel that you can fix every problem around you. When you can, everything, you can fix it. I can fix it. I can do this. I can do that. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I go and talk to people. I have to. Because other than that, I'll be ready to snap everybody's neck around me. Kids, men, brothers, sister, whoever. You know what I'm saying? then again, the wrong people catch that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But that's what codependency is, when I think I can fix that. I don't hold that power. And that's the first thing I have to do, is acknowledge and accept that I don't have that power.
Right.
And I'm not talking about fixing a little sink around the house. I'm not talking about little stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? This is talking about the mental, when it comes to mental stability and different things like that. Sometimes you can't love away some people's problems. I need y'all to hear that. I need you to hear that good. We cannot love away people's problems. You cannot do it. You cannot do it.
That's
so in that instance, that means somebody got to get some doggone help around here.
Word.
Word. You know what I'm saying?
Woo.
And our ultimate goal, really, it should be, it maybe not for everybody, but it's love, power, freedom, and truth. Those are four things. Love, power, freedom, and truth is what we strive for. Those are four things that people strive for, you know. So now, in this thing that we're talking about now, the situation about it's okay to not be okay, is that what happens is our expectations of other people brings in like the disappointment and stuff, because the bar was set a little too high. We have to see people where they are and accept that. You know what I'm saying? Now, accepting it and having to deal with it are two different things also. So like I said, this stuff has this root has so many branches. It has a lot of branches when it comes to your mental stability and your mental capability. It has so many branches. But the thing is, knowing thyself. I don't want to sound like I'm preaching in here. I really don't. Because this stuff, this right here, what I'm talking about, is in the natural.
What the people need to know, there are lots of people that need to hear this. So if it sounds like preaching, whatever. You can categorize it as what you want, but people, please listen. Listen. Know yourself. Know your self-worth. Never settle. Hold your head high. Have confidence in yourself. Self-esteem is so important.
Oh, absolutely.
You can do anything.
Absolutely.
You can do anything.
Right, you have to start giving yourself all kind of affirmations, and you know, start encouraging yourself a little more. You know, but like I said, the first thing you have to do, acknowledge I'm having some issues. Let me go talk to somebody. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be nobody you know. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times when you talk to people that you know, or they think they know you, you don't be knowing them at all. You know what I'm saying? Or they don't know you at all. So it, even if you go speak to a stranger, a pastor, or somebody, and look, that's not to say that they're, because no man that walks this earth's surface is perfect. Everybody has a story to tell at the end of the day. So, but that you have some people that have a little more knowledge and experience when it comes to handling certain situations. That's what makes them professionals or something like that. So go get yourself some professional help if that's what you need. You don't have to broadcast it to the world. You don't have to tell it to nobody. Nobody. You don't have to tell that to nobody. Go get yourself some help. But first acknowledge that you have issues.
Nobody is coming to save you. Nobody is coming to save you. Get on up and do it. Get on up and do it.
Yep, you can do it. Like it's, and again, like I said, I know it's a touchy situation, and there's going to be a lot of people that are in, you know, people are still in denial about things that are, you know, are actually going on in your life, you know, people denying the trauma has ever happened. Like, oh, that didn't happen. And see, a lot of that comes from, too, us growing up, what happens in this house stays in this house type shit. That's what happens, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we don't need our business out there in the street. True, you don't need your business out there in the street, but however, the business inside the house still need to be handled. The business inside the house still has to be handled. No, you don't want the whole world in your business. You don't need the world in your business. But when you know you got issues going on inside your house, you got handled out in your house. So you don't want it to spill out. You know what I'm saying? So you got to clean that up.
Yeah.
It's up so it doesn't spill outside the house. You know? But even just for yourself, to have that peace of mind. Listen, a peace of mind is priceless. You can't put no number on a peace of mind. So if you see that you need something done, do it because you want your peace of mind, if nothing else. Because if you ain't no good, you ain't no good for anybody else. You ain't no good for yourself. You ain't no good for nobody else. And that's the God's honest truth.
And rather than telling your children, you can do anything you put your mind to, also teach them that their life will become the product of anything they consistently focus upon and actively put an effort to. Because the world becomes a product of whatever you consistently focus upon.
Mm-hmm.
It's the heart of manifestation.
Oh.
Mm.
That's a whole fact. A lot of how we grow up is cultural and a product of your environment, circumstantial.
Yeah.
And only that stuff can only happen to those that are around you, anybody that's in your space. You know, and that's why I said everything is starts with self. I got to check. Mm-hmm. Y'all know. Y'all just don't know how many times a day I got to check myself. Y'all know I have to talk about the file. You know what I'm saying? I sometimes I don't know how to handle, hold my tongue, you know. I don't attack things, you know, just off GP. But if I see something wrong, I am going to say something. That's the codependency in me. You know what I'm saying? Where I need to have to learn to mind my business sometimes. About my business sometimes, you know, it's a struggle. Y'all pray for a sister.
Yeah.
I
be talking to my mother. Look, my mother thinks I'm crazy. I be talking to myself out loud, and I be like, "Self, I'm gonna get us where we need to be. Just hang tight. Just hang tight, self."
Oh my gosh.
Listen.
Yeah, but cause, you know, see what it is, it's now we're living in this so-called metaverse.
Mm-hmm.
Metaverse where, you know, everything is ran pretty much through the internet. You don't need to do any more groundwork for anything. You could sit on your ass and do anything you want to do now. So, you know, things have changed, you know. It's sad because it's not really changing for the better. However, you still have control of what your brain takes in and, you know, what you allow to sink in. You still have control of that. You can still cut that stuff off or whatever. But if you're going through some type of trauma, or you've had some past trauma that's been keeping you bound, get rid of that. Dump it out. Get rid of it. Stop letting you hold back. That has no power over you anymore. You got over that.
You made it. Oh, I'm not saying got over it, but you made it through that.
Yes.
You made it
don't
through
be
that.
Bound
so,
by, don't be bound by unforgiveness, whether it be unforgiveness mm-hmm. of yourself, unforgiveness of somebody else, you're holding that a grudge against or whatever. You have the power. Be bound by unforgiveness or just stuck in a place where you don't need to be, you know?
Right, right. And another thing that I experienced also, it's better for like a man to talk to a man. Like I don't really agree with like a man going to a woman counselor or a woman going to a man counselor. Because they can relate a little better than we can relate with them. You understand what I'm saying? Like the women can relate with women a lot better, you know? I think men, I don't want y'all to think I'm being biased, but I think men need to start speaking to each other a little more, you know, as far as their mental state going, because it's not happening enough. You know, so now what you see is now you have a lot of men shooting at women, especially on the internet. I'm not saying personally that happens, but a lot on the internet you see, oh, men are telling women how they should react, how they should act, or how they should move. That's not his position.
Mm-hmm.
That's not his position, nor can a woman tell a man really how to move.
Right.
They should be speaking to each other, you know, because men are the dominant. They are the dominant species. They really are. So that's like in a household. You have two parents in a household. A mother almost has to beat the crap out of a kid. A father, all he has to do is raise his voice, and the kids will stop. You know, and by nature, that's just a natural thing. The dominant gene in the male, just that's why I'm saying that we need them more so than ever to take that place, you know what I'm saying? To check on our younger men and stuff like that. We need them. That's why they go, these women are raising feminine men and all of that stuff. Well, you take your place as that man, and then you won't have that problem to worry about.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? And it does not have to even be a child. Listen, my brother, Rod, Coach Rod has mentored a lot of children that were not even his family, and they respect him. They respect him for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So the kids, if they see that you're showing that initiative, that one little initiative, take that step, like, oh, he did this, he did that, they respect that.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? They respect that. So, you know, I like I said, I don't want to sound biased, but that's what we need. Like, we need our men to take their position. Take that position. You know,
being
dominant species, you want that respect, then take that position. And you ain't got to worry about, you say we raising feminine boys and all of that stuff, you know?
Word.
I mean, that's my heart to see the gender switch. Like, listen, and don't get me wrong, I am not biased by any means. You love who you love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless or whatever, I can't go to heaven or hell for nobody, nor can nobody go for me. So, you know, to switch off topic a little bit, you know, the story also been circulating how there was a transgender group that was upset because of the Aretha Franklin song, Natural Woman.
Huh?
It made me feel like a natural woman, felt that was that it was some kind of bias against transgenders. Like, listen, that song has been out since 1968, when stuff seemed sort of normal. Like, come on, man, y'all leave that alone. See, my thing is about that is about the trans world and things like that. Listen, if you're gay, be gay. But once you started wanting to change your whole gender and stuff like that and mad because nobody's accepting it, how are you mad because people are not accepting it, but you're not, you're mad because you're not accepting how God made you. That came out kind of correct, because I was kind of, you know, stumbled on that one. You're mad because nobody won't accept you, but you're, you don't want to accept how God made you. So I make it make sense to me.
Wow.
Like it really doesn't. Like, you know, it just had me behooved. Because again, that song has been out since 1968, and now you want them to go change it all up. The lady, Aretha Franklin, rest in peace, been dead and gone for a good minute now. Now people want to say something. Then they try to clean it up and say, oh, it was a bot. It was a bot show page that put that up. No, somebody put that up because that's
the first
how
I'm
somebody
hearing
heard.
About it.
Huh?
This is the first that I'm hearing about it from you, that, that you know, problem with it. Wow.
Yeah, like, that makes zero sense.
I definitely agree. I did not know that anybody had a problem with that song. Come on now. That song has been out since before I knew what the meaning of the song was. I'm about to be 50 plus, so come on now. Who on earth put that in anybody's head, mind, thought?
Yeah,
you know,
like why would they even say anything? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, make sense.
Wow.
You know, like I said, ain't nobody shooting at you for being transgender and all of that stuff. Nobody, come on, leave people's music alone. If you don't like the song, don't listen to it. Period.
True.
You know, like I said, you know, a lot of this common denominator now is the internet. The internet has, and see, that's another mental thing too. That goes along with what we were starting with. Like a lot of the stuff, it's mental. You know, it starts in the mind. Anything that we do, anything that happens, starts in the mind. That's why they said if your mind right, your body's gonna follow. So, you know, that right
there. Get your mind right.
Yeah. So another thing we wanted to touch on tonight also is I don't know if guys have seen the statue. They put up a new statue of Dr. King and Dr. and Mrs. King down in Georgia, right?
No, I haven't seen nor heard. What?
No, it's not in Georgia. It's in Boston. I apologize. Okay. It's in Boston. But the statue was supposed to depict them hugging.
Mm-hmm.
But the look that I got, I don't know if y'all remember that Martin Lawrence episode when Gina got Martin that statue of the butt. That's what that statue looked like. That's what the statue looked like.
Oh, my God.
To me. Because to go up there to see these arms and all kinds of stuff, like, who is that? There's no face to it. How can you tell who it is?
Okay, I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at it right now. Okay, let me see. Okay, I see some arms, two hands. I see... I don't know, it looks like the hands are holding up. One of the pictures look like, how many pictures are there? Because it looks like two hands are holding up a large intestine or something. What am I looking at? Wait a minute. Wow. Okay.
Okay, Ray, hold on. Hold that thought 1 second, Ray. We have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Okay. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, darling.
Oh,
welcome.
Okay, it's Janine.
Welcome.
How are you, ladies?
Hi, Jana. How you doing, Janine?
I'm good. I've been in queue for a long time, so the topic has changed.
We can go back. That's because the board, they're a little busy right now, so it's hard.
Okay.
Get in right now. Sorry about that.
No problem. I was taking notes when you were talking about, you know, getting help and it's okay to not be okay. And Ms. Morbetta, you had touched on, and I'm so happy you did, that you know, speaking to people you don't know a lot of times mm-hmm. is more beneficial than speaking to someone that you do know. A lot of times when you speak to somebody that you do know, they might have a tendency to take what you've said and weaponize it. And what I mean by that is, you know, come back a couple of months later with something you told them and hear you mm-hmm. hear that conversation again. And you know, it's kind of a shock to you that you, you know, trusted someone with your personal information and some very important information, you know, that can be
Absolutely.
Detrimental to you. So I commend you on saying seek help outside of your circle.
Right.
But I also wanted to say that a lot of times speaking like this, what you ladies do on Wednesdays, just discussing topics, is also a great help. You know, you don't necessarily have to bring out your personal information. You could just be general in the conversation that you're having and
right.
touch on an issue. But this is helpful as well. I just want to let you ladies know that what you're doing is also a great help. And the last thing that I want to say
so
about
much.
It is that, you're welcome, is that, you know, sometimes it's not affordable for people to be able to speak to
right.
a therapist or whatever. So, you know, we have to find other ways of like what you ladies are doing. But I think if you get information to give to people, if there's some type of counseling or therapist that will, you know, give their
right.
rates at a,
right.
at a discounted rate, you know, just have ways to give people information to help them. Because we do. People
right.
do need to be able to speak about things that they're going through. But a lot of times, they can't, especially people with mental illness. That's why the mental health issue that we're dealing with in the world today and our society is so great, so large, because people don't have the ability to get the help that they need. They can't afford it.
Right. Right.
You
right.
know?
That is so true. And that's really, that part right there is profound, because we know now a lot of things, the common denominator is money. It's money.
Mm-hmm.
If it ain't no money involved, and you know, they'll suck you in real good. Like, oh, well, come to my, and it was free. No, I'll give
mm-hmm.
you 15 minutes free. I'll give you 15 minutes free, but then I that clock is running. That meter is running, you know. And financing is what has a lot of people in this mental anguish. You
yeah.
understand what I'm saying? So it's terrible, but if you have access to Google, you know, there are some, it's one site that I've seen that, and it's called secure.hello.alma.com, you know, so that is, you know, secure.hello.alma.com. So there are some things where you're online, you know, you pray on the situation, you know, because I know
mm-hmm.
a lot of times people don't trust situations either. We're like, oh, I don't trust them. But when someone doesn't know you, you're not really worried about them telling anybody anything about you, because they don't know you.
Uh-huh.
That's why
right.
I always stress, you know, that's why I always speak upon that. Like, go speak to a stranger, because then they can't
mm-hmm.
take what they think they know about you. And like you said, come and use it against you.
Mm-hmm.
Or they call mm-hmm. somebody on the telephone. Oh, girl, let me tell you what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, let me
yeah.
tell you what I heard. We know a lot of that stuff goes on. And like
yeah.
I said, now the internet, people, once you hit that send button, you could erase it off your phone all day long. It's already out there. So people have that fear of those things happening, of the exposure. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's sad. It's sad because we do have a lot of folks that need help.
Yes, yes, definitely. And it's so interesting is that I was doing some research today about it's like a therapy. It's called gyrotonics. It's called. It's like when you movements and things like that. But I was just doing research into it, and this woman, she's a master at it, teaches you how to, like, release some feelings that you have through movement. But the one thing that she said was, it's so important for our healing and our growth that we find safe places, safe people and safe doctors, you know, people that we can not so much trust, but that we feel comfortable with being able to
right.
express mm-hmm. ourselves and be vulnerable with. You know, a lot of times people closest to us, we don't have that level of comfort where we can be vulnerable. So it's so important
right.
to seek out someone where we can say, okay, I feel comfortable with this person talking to them. And I personally, and I'm going to say, I've been seeing a therapist for the past two months, maybe going on 3 months now. And mm-hmm. I mean, we're still getting to know each other. You know, we
right.
meet once a week, but we're still getting to know each other. But with each week, I feel more comfortable with her, and I'm letting down some walls, and I'm saying things to her where, you know, when we first met, I couldn't say what I wanted to say, but I'm able to express myself a little bit more. So I'm allowing myself to be opened up to heal. You know what I mean?
Right.
Beautiful.
Right, because you're dumping that stuff. Now, I'm comfortable. I can get this stuff out of me. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the same in the interim, it's helping you find really who you are. You know,
yes.
It's like, oh, God, I've been lying to myself a long time. You know what I'm saying? That's what therapy actually does. It's like, oh, my God, it helped me recognize who I am.
It's
yeah.
so
yeah.
funny that
yeah.
you say that, because I asked her that the other day. I said, I feel like, what have I been doing all these years?
Right. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
I sure did ask her that. I said, I feel so ridiculous right now. When I look back and I'm saying, oh, my God, I did what? I made that decision? What?
Right. I tell you, then you start checking yourself. Like, you know, you're a dummy.
Yeah, oh, my God. Those were my words to her exactly. I said, I feel dumb.
But
you're so right, Miss Morbetta. I'm getting it out, and I'm really finding out so much more about me. You know, so
mm-hmm.
that's the important part.
That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else around you, really. It's
mm-hmm.
counseling. It really has everything to do with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And even if somebody else is involved in your story. Even if somebody else is included in your story, it still has everything to do with you. So that's really what counseling is about. Unless you're doing it as a couple, if you're doing it together with somebody, other than that, it's solely about you. It's about you
mm-hmm.
and gaining your freedom and getting to where you're getting that peace that we all long for. You know, we long for peace.
Yeah.
You know,
and remember, people, some people are never going to clap for you. Win anyway. Win anyway.
Oh, say that again, Ray.
Some people are never going to clap for you. Win anyway. Yes.
You better know it. Clap for yourself.
You better know it. Yes.
Listen, and that is so true.
I'm writing that down.
That is so true. No, for real, that's really profound. Like, not everybody is gonna be happy for you. And you know what? You have that power to not have to deal with them. You have the option of not to deal with them. You know. With those people,
yeah.
But like my late grandmother and them used to say, you let people run their mouth while you run your business.
And if
ain't nobody hating, then you ain't doing something right, because the haters gonna hate. They gonna do that anyway. So, you know, like I said, listen, it starts with you. Just start thinking higher of yourself. You are enough. You are just great. You are that one. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
like you said, and that's for you. Like, you. And I'm speaking to me too. I want, like I say all the time, I'm talking to myself when I'm on here talking. I'm talking to myself also. I'm not just out here spewing things out, you know. I do a lot of reading and searching and stuff and hear a lot of things. So I'm sorry.
I have a Don on the line, Diva. Oh, Cedric, are you there? Cedric, Ced, are you there?
How do you know it's me? I didn't even say my name yet. Hold on. All right.
I know.
How you doing, Diva? Yeah, I'm in the building.
DC, welcome.
I wanted to go back to the topic, you know what I'm saying, that Jay Nama's speaking on about who to talk to. You know what I'm saying? I think that we got to put down our guards to talk to the right people. Because you go to somebody that don't know you, they're only going to get what you want to rebuttal back to you. So I'm not going to tell you everything, but when you go to some people that know you, you got to put your guards down. You know what I'm saying? Like I ain't no snitch, but I'm going to tell. Like me, I go to my Uncle Yancey and Aunt Felicia, and they know me. Uncle Yancey's going to sugarcoat. Aunt Felicia's going to look at me like, nigga, don't you fucking lie. Keep it real. So that's what a person needs, somebody to keep it real. You know what I'm saying? So now you got to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you about to go to trial. You know what I'm saying? So everybody goes, oh, you go to professional. What is a professional? The professional is the person that knows you. So if I go talk to somebody that knows me, they can only know what I tell them. And I'm not going to give them, you know what I'm saying? And then if you say you got people that you can't trust because you're going to go to somebody who you don't trust, but you got to put your guard down because everybody got somebody that they can go tell to, but you don't want, because you don't want them to know, like, I was this way, I was that way, but they really do know who you are, you know what I'm saying? So you want somebody, don't want to sugarcoat nothing to me. Don't sugarcoat it, huh?
Well, this is why we say, this is why I say when you go speak to a stranger, it allows you to have to tell the truth about yourself. Because when you do go to people that you know, then they're going to run off what they think they know about you. And sometimes appeasement comes in when you're in a close circle. People tend not to tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth in the fear of losing friendship. So that you don't, that risk is not there when you're speaking to a stranger. Listen, I'm here to dump this out. I'm here to get this out of my head. It's been eating me up. It's been causing detriment. It's been causing a lot of things. And this is what it is. They can help come up with a solution on side of what they think they know about.
All right. Now,
I'm going to speak for myself.
Oh, I'm going somewhere with this. If I go to a stranger, right, and I speak to a stranger, I want to tell them what I really want to tell them. But I really want them to tell me what I really want to hear that is really no good to me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to really expose everything. But I want them to tell me something that I really, in my mind, and I'm twisted and I was raised this way, think that what I'm doing is right. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people ain't really going to look for the answers. You know what I'm saying? I'm really going like, all right, so I was right. So now I go back like, yo, I talked to so-and-so and I was right. You know what I'm saying? That's to me, because a lot of us in our mind, because the mind plays tricks on you, which what Bill told us, that your mind playing tricks on you, doom, 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 and it plays tricks on you. So I really go talk to a stranger for them to verify what I'm really wrong about is right. You know what I'm saying? But when I go to somebody, like, I ain't no snitch, but I'm going to tell my uncle and auntie, they're going to tell me, like, nigga, please. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Don't sugarcoat this shit. If they give you that special look with that head down, it's like, oh, shit. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's for a lot of people that I know is just like me. Like, I want to know what I'm doing is wrong, but it's still right. You know what I'm saying?
But I hear what
so
you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
You're only going to tell them. You're not going to tell a stranger everything. You're not going to tell them.
Right.
But somebody that knows
I hear what you're saying.
And you put your guard down. Put your guard down and be like, and they can rebuttal back to you the right way.
A lot of times when speaking with someone that you don't know, especially with a professional, they have the ability to give you tools to handle and cope with some things. And I'm just going to give an example for myself personally, one that I know somebody close to me could never have been able to do. When I was speaking about myself to my therapist, we both came to the realization that what I was going through, it wasn't from my childhood, but it was from a situation in my adult life when most times people want to think that things happen in your childhood. And she kept asking me these questions. She kept purging and purging and digging until we got to the answer, like, holy cow, this has nothing to do with your childhood. It's all because of your first marriage. I'm going to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. Everything that you're going with is because of what happened to you in your first marriage. It had nothing to do with your childhood. But I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. But that's something that somebody close to me probably wouldn't have been able to tell me. You know what I mean? Unless they took the time to dig and get me to purge and get me to speak my truth about a lot of things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times it is beneficial to go to a professional because they know what they're doing. They know what they're looking for.
And not only that, I mean, if you're speaking your truth, if you are telling your truth and telling it wholeheartedly, it really doesn't matter who you speak to. It really doesn't matter who you speak to. If I'm here to tell you my truth, but like you said, when you go to a professional, they have the tools. They've been taught and trained to give you the tools to handle that. Like, this is, you know, and also to read books. There's a lot of books and different things you can read to actually, you know, move forward, to know how to maneuver your next move. So if you're telling your truth, it doesn't matter, excuse me, whether I'm telling it to the person I'm laying in the bed with or to or I'm sitting on somebody's chase lounge. My truth is still my truth. And I'm being 100% about it. I can't hold back anything because then other than if I'm holding back something, all I'm looking for is appeasement. I'm not looking for truth. I'm not looking for freedom. That's on me. If I'm not speaking my 100% truth, no matter who I'm talking to, I'm looking for appeasement then. I'm not looking for freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, Cedric, it starts in the mind. Where is your mindset? Why am I here? Why am I here? You know? And those are things that
that reminds me of a saying. I'll never stop being a good person. I'll just change who I'm good to. You know?
You better know it. You better know it. You can't help how your heart is. You can't help how your heart is, though.
Word. Ooh, yeah. Well, Dons and Divas, unfortunately, we have come to that time of the show where time is of the essence, and we normally go around the circle and give our final thoughts of tonight's show topic.
Wait.
We got a late
call. Hi, guys.
Hi
guys, I'm so sorry. I have been listening. Excuse the noise, we just got back to the house. So bear with me. I was trying to move so fast, but it is so wet. But I enjoyed the show, ladies. I'll let everyone else go, then I'll give my feedback. It's a big girl struggle.
Well, we're going to go with our first caller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then just give me a few more minutes. But I'm here.
Yep. Okay. But we're going to go to Janine first. We're going to go to Janine and allow her to give her final thoughts for tonight. A shout out to whatever you would like to give. The floor is yours.
Okay. So just summing it up, you know, the topic that it's okay to not be okay. It is okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to stay there. Those are my thoughts. It's not okay to stay there. You know, if you're not okay, we should have accountability partners in our lives that let us know, hey, it's not okay for you to be where you are. And, you know, what are we going to do to move forward and to get you past this point? But you have to realize for yourself that where you are is a cycle that you don't want to continue. And don't stay there. Do whatever you have to do to not stay there.
Amen.
Okay.
That was Eve.
Yes. Cedric?
I'm here. I can't give a final thought on that because I got to take it and marinate it. I don't want to just jump in and just say anything because that ain't how I am. But the topic was deep on that, you know? It was very deep on it. So I don't want to say nothing because I still got to think on that and marinate because it was real deep. And we needed more time on that because it would have went for about 3-4 hours. You know, we would go deep. That thing is bigger than John Coffey, I'm telling you. So, I mean, so, y'all have a blessed night. So, y'all have a blessed night.
Bigger than John Coffey.
Yeah, bigger than
John
Coffey.
All right. Storm, you want to go now, Storm?
Yes. I'm so sorry, ladies, for my tardiness. We did have the viewing tonight, okay. So we were running around like crazy. I don't know if she's still listening, but you guys can answer the question as well. How long is too long to not be okay, would you say? To me, because, you know, yes.
You about to start a whole
I'm
other
sorry,
album.
I'm sorry. It's
sure
just, you
enough.
Know, like, I was trying not to interrupt. That's how I was like, you know, let me just let her finish.
Okay.
But, ooh, I was like, well, that was deep. How long,
that's
though,
okay.
is too long, you know, for that? Just me thinking out loud. But, yeah, that was deep. But I definitely say it. It's okay not to be okay. You know, it is okay. And, yes, it affects us because some people we could go to and can open up and can talk to them, and some people are very judgmental and you can't. You know, I just wish that there were more people that allow you to open up without judgment, you know, because if I tell you that I'm not okay, trust me, the fact that I'm telling you not I'm not okay, that lets you know that I'm feeling something, you know, and it could be anything, you know, but if
right.
I'm telling you, just please take heed for it and don't judge me for not being okay, you know.
Right.
Who's to say
good.
I won't be okay an hour
good.
Or two or 6 hours or 4 days out, you know, who knows, but it's okay. I feel it's okay. For me and for my beautiful people not to be okay because I know I struggle with it and it's okay. And I feel okay. I don't feel like I'm going through some things or, you know, like I have any type of mental issues or nothing like that. I just feel like sometimes life has a way of, you know, things happening to you and happening around you, and sometimes it gets the best of you and your thoughts. And sometimes when we sit in our thoughts, you know, it's hard to deal with the thoughts of which we're having, you know. And that doesn't have to mean anything negative. It could just mean brain overload. Like anyone that knows me know that my brain is always overloaded. It doesn't turn off at night. And I have a hard time with that. I've suffered that for as long as I can remember. My brain does not shut off at night. My brain goes a mile a minute nonstop. So, yes, I pray that God helps me and turns that brain off. But then guess what? I just keep it going, you know.
And you put it
God
back.
God can say, get rest, my child. And I'm bringing it right back because I'm still, well, what about
right.
this? What about that? You know,
right.
in my head. But
right.
I enjoyed tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen. I definitely enjoyed it. And sorry I missed it. And I'm looking forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Wednesday. Same time, same place. I love you guys. And we will have February 3rd. GQ Palace Love and Entertainment will be back on the air from 7 to 8 on Friday night.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm passing the mic. But Janine, think about that answer. Yeah. Next week I'm going to ask you that same question, ladies. Think about that. Think about that answer.
Okay,
I want y'all to tell me.
Yes.
Next week on the topic.
Sounds good.
Yeah, there we go. Ray Queen speaking now. I want to say that I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful that those who know me and those who I've reached out to and those who I even didn't reach out to who know me so well were there in my time of need. It saved my life. You all saved my life, and you all know who you are. I'm so grateful for you all. Keep in mind, people, and I've said this before, nothing changes if nothing changes. The pain of remaining the same remains the same until the pain of remaining the same is greater than the pain of change. Changes if nothing changes. I'm passing on the
nothing
mic.
Nothing changes.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Tonight was very, very profound. A very profound topic that we were speaking on, and
This topic never gets old because people are not getting the help that is so desperately needed. I pray that, you know, people that actually do need the help, whether it's to somebody you trust, somebody you know, a stranger, whoever it is, to get yourself some help. Just know you aren't alone. You don't have to fight it alone. Prayer does work. Prayer does work. Just start thinking highly of yourself. Start thinking a little more of yourself. Just know that you have value. You have value. There's, you know, a lot of people don't believe that they are worth anything. You are worth something. You are worth something. So get yourself some help. Don't try. I'm not going to say don't. Try not to marinate in the past things because you made it through those things. You made it through. So strive for freedom. Strive for peace. Strive for wisdom. Strive for all of those things that are afforded to you. That stuff is available to you. It's just thoughts in the mind. Meditate if you need to. Read a book. Listen to some motivational speakers. There's just so many different things that work for people. Not everything works the same for everybody. I don't want y'all to get that twisted either. However, just first you have to acknowledge that you have an issue. Get out of the denial that you have an issue and get yourself some help. You know, that way you're not bleeding on somebody who did not cut you. And on that note, folks, thanks again for chopping it up with the Divas over here at GQ Palace Radio. Same time next week, number 319-527-6761. And I'm chucking up the deuces.
Ew!
Baby.